It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. Jake Perlman is our chief engineer, assisted by Cliff Hargrove today. And we have our multimedia crew of Jorge Sanhueza Lyon and his folks, including Gabriel Perez. But the main attraction today in Studio 1A is the Tender Things, fronted by Jesse Eba. Welcome.
Howdy. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's good to have you here.
Nice to be here.
You want to take a second? You got an all-star group with you. You want to introduce
the
guys before we get
started? We've got Ricky Ray Jackson on the pedal steel guitar.
All right.
There he is. We got Z. Alexander Lynch playing bass and singing harmony. You're not going to make a noise?
I did.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. We got Matt Stramiska back there on drums. There he is. And we got Sweet Gary Newcomb on Telecaster guitar, lead guitar.
And they're known collectively as the Tender Things. What would you like to start off with?
We're going to start with the first track on the record. It's called Oh Rosie.
Lonely, I'm on my way, but there ain't no
won't be lonely. I'm on my way, but there ain't no going.
Tender Things live in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9. Now, I know you're not from the West Coast. I'm from California. And boy, that sounded like the Bakersfield Sound, New Riders of the Purple Sage, the Byrds, cool. And dare I say, the Grateful Dead.
Well, that's great. You know, I lived in Northern Kentucky for a long time and played bluegrass for about 10 years. And so my version of country music comes very much from the bluegrass world. And I think that the things that happened in California with country music was certainly informed by that. Yeah, the songs that I write are simple and the rhythm is up, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just always has that sort of feverish energy, you know?
Jesse Ebaugh fronts the Tender Things, and when you're not doing that, your day job is with the Heartless Bastards, but they're kind of on hiatus for a little bit.
Yeah, we decided we'd take a break for a little while. You know, we toured for 10 years, and it was almost 200 days a year for, like, almost a decade. And holy cow, we just got wore out. And, you know, it's been really good for Erica. She's just releasing now a solo album that she actually, like, had the time to relax and be creative instead of just, you know, we were stuck on the wheel of having to produce another album on time so that everybody who is involved in the right way, and it just got exhaustive. So
how did the Tender Things come together?
You know, this is something I've been thinking about since the days I was playing bluegrass in Kentucky, and when I started writing the songs for this record, I realized that I was writing songs originally for the bluegrass band that I played with so many years ago. Like, we should have written songs then, but we were just too busy gigging and having fun and acting crazy to actually write and record anything. And I felt bad about that. So I was like, okay, if we were to have made a record, what would it have been? And so I started churning them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you mentioned Kentucky. How'd you get down to Austin?
Well, you know, I've known Erica for a long time, and she moved down here just because she was involved with management here. And she needed a bass player, so she called me. We'd known each other forever. She knew that my story was ending in Northern Kentucky, and I needed work. And so she said, "You want a job?" I said, "Yeah." And I was happy to come to a music town that wasn't New York City or Los Angeles. I'm terrified of Los Angeles.
You forgot Nashville there.
I mean, Nashville's all right, but it's, you know, it's still another Midwestern river city. I wanted something different.
All righty. Well, we should let folks know that the Tender Things have a Sunday evening residency at the White Horse, that great little honky-tonk in East Austin, and that's from 6:30 to 8:30. And then tell us about this single release thing happening later in the week.
Yeah, so I got involved. You know, I've known Adrian Quesada for a long time, and he approached me about recording a cover series that he's been doing out of his studio, Electric Deluxe, and you know, he said, "Why don't you come in and record a cover tune? And if you got a little extra time, you can throw some originals in there." And so we recorded an original with him, and it ended up sounding really great. And he plays a guitar solo on it too, because I'm a pretty terrible guitar player. So we got it all mixed up and mastered. He's still waiting on the release of the covers series, but I posted the original tune, "How You Make a Fool," on our website just this morning. So. It's kind of funky. It definitely has a heavy Matt Stramiska influence in the writing of the tune.
Where online can people access that single?
Just at thetenderthings.com.
And what cover tune did you do?
We did an old Del Shannon song called "Deep in the Valley." That I'm not sure if he ever recorded a version of. It was off of a singles outtakes recording. Aaron Blunt from Knife in the Water sent me a YouTube of it a couple of years ago, like, "Hey man, this is a cool song, check it out," and it just kind of stuck with me, and so we turned it into sort of a birdsy country rock tune.
All right.
It worked great.
We're here with the Tender Things live in Studio 1A, and you can catch them on Thursday at Sam's Point.
Friday night at Sam's Point.
In deep South Austin.
Yep. What is that, Manchac and?
And Slaughter.
Slaughter, yeah.
Yeah.
So Carson McComb plays at 9, so don't be late.
All righty. Get you to do one more?
Yeah, we'll do one more. This one's called "Rocky Heart."
One, two, one. boardwalk in the rain ain't nothing new. Just a sailor tossed ashore and feeling blue. We crashed upon the rocks, oh, we swam it through. Did not drown, but had we tried. Lay down on me, and I'll lay down on you too. Trust is a double deal, and the devil's dealing you. That day the heavens fell, and we just walked on through. Across the water deep and wide. On love, a rocky hole. Hard hole, too tough to change. It's a shelter in the rain. Favor won't be bought by any man. The sun, the earth, the sky, all written in that plan. We pay the boatman for the ride. Lay down on me, and I'll lay down on you too. Trust is a double deal when the devil's dealing you. That day the heavens fell, and we just walked on through. The water deep and wide.
Called Rocky Heart, performed by our guests this afternoon, The Tender Things. Solos there by Ricky Ray Jackson on pedal steel and Gary Newcomb on his Fender Telecaster.
Sweet Gary Newcomb.
Sweet Gary Newcomb. All right.
Yeah, yeah, work it, work it.
So are there any other clubs that you guys frequent other than the aforementioned White Horse or Sam's Point?
With bands so new, you know, we're about, as a gigging unit, we're only about 3 months old or something like that. So, you know, the White Horse is home, that's for sure. Thanks so much to Howdy and the program they're running over there.
And again, that's Sundays from 6:30 to 8:30 on Sunday evenings.
Yep, yep, happy hour. And it's nice. It's easy to make. No excuses. It's not too late. You know, we've got a couple of gigs coming up with one with Mike and the Moon Pies and one with Alta Mesa at Hotel Vegas at the end of April. Which will be nice, stepping out a little bit. You know, playing the White Horse Wednesday night next week, their sort of cavalcade of their favorite artists during the South by week. So we're playing over there around 10 o'clock on Wednesday.
Well, thanks very much for dropping in. The band's going to do one more song off air, and we'll have the whole three song set up on our website shortly at kutx.org. Thanks to Deidre Gott, our producer, who sets all our live musical performances up for us. So thank you, Deidre. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. I still have some tickets to give away. And thanks again, gentlemen, for coming in. It was a real thrill.
Thanks for having us.
All right. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.
the angels down to sing. When you laid my body down, when you laid my body down, I'll be set free to be an arrow on the wind. Texas City bound.
Texas City, man.